So let's turn to our Bibles. First, Psalms 103. Psalms 103, verses 1 through 5. Reading from the English Standard Version of the Holy Writ. The Word of God reads as follows. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, the Word of God reads, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Think about these things. And then Romans chapter 12, verse 2, the Word of God reads, do not be conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect or pleasing. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, speak, Lord. Your people are listening. In Jesus' name. Thinking
That's illumination. That's revelation. Come on, somebody. God opens up the mind so the heart can receive the spiritual truth that flows from the pages of our text. Listen. Gratitude grows where truth is planted and cultivated. So if your thinking is anxious, distracted, negative, thanksgiving becomes next to impossible. Your thoughts become your thanks. Your thoughts become your thanks. When you dwell, what you dwell on determines what you celebrate. What are you celebrating in your life? That's going to determine the source of what you dwell on. See, before complaining, pause and ask yourself, what truth about God am I forgetting? Or what blessing am I overlooking? In order to direct your mind back to the revelation of God's word, so that your mind can be enlightened, so that your heart can be filled, and your mouth can praise. Now, how does that happen? You've got to understand this about Thanksgiving. Point A, your thoughts shape your thinking. Yes, it does. If you think mostly about what's wrong, you will struggle to thank God for what's right. Think of those things that are right. You won't be able to do it. You focus so much on what's unfair in your life and not on what's right in your life. And the most important thing, that you're right with God. You're in right standing with God, right relationship with God. And because you are, you have access to that righteous God. And that righteous God will provide. If you think mostly about what you lack, and in this age it's easy to focus on that, you will miss the blessings you already possess. And we tend to just think of blessings in a material sense, not a spiritual sense. But we must understand, Ephesians 1 tells us, we've been blessed with every blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. But that holds no value with us because we devalue the blessings of God see how the Spirit of God will work through you in that situation. Y'all with me? He says, think on what is right. Present tense. Despite what frustrates you. And I know you have a list of frustrations. But if you think on what is right, God will work on that frustration in your life. See, it's what you feed your mind that fills your heart that affects your behavior. He says, what is pure? Not what pollutes you, but what's pure. Despite what's trying to pollute you, God will give you a way out. If you think right, if you think biblically, if you think heavenly, if you think spiritually, His power will be activated in you to overcome it. What is lovely? Not what is ugly in the world, but what is lovely? What is God doing in this ugly world with this ugly, beautiful deal, as they call it? The beautiful deal is the ugly deal. What is God doing in the midst of that ugly deal? He's touching the hearts of His people to step outside of their comfort zone and reach people who are weak. See, gratitude, beloved, is learned by meditating, thinking on the Word of God day and night. You cannot thank God for what your mind refuses sins. He heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with love and compassion. He satisfies your mouth with good things. David thinks, then he remembers his prayer. He's thinking, and then he remembers. He's activating his memory. Then thanksgiving begins to flow. See, you should never force a person to give thanks to God if they don't have any memory of God doing it. All they're doing is being a Pharisee at that point. They're being a man who speaks words but have no heart. And the word disconnected from the heart is a false praise. Don't guilt people into praising God. Don't guilt people into shouting for God. Because if they can't think about it, they can't remember. If they can't remember, then there's no need to force them to give thanks. See, an elderly woman kept a small shelf in her home filled with old items. A hospital bracelet. Faded photo, a worn Bible, and an envelope. When asked why she kept these things, she said, "Each one reminds me of the time." This is so bad. The time that God kept out of me. Do you have a box at home? Do you have some place where you can look back and say, "This is when he did. This is when he held me. This is when he hold me. When I was about ready to implode, he carried me." Wow, that's beautiful. Whenever discouragement came in this woman's life, she will look at the shelf and say, "If God brought me through then, he certainly will bring me through now." Do we have a box at home? Do you have some things in your box that can remind you God's divine providence in your life? You need one, even if it's in your mind. The hymnist declared, "When I think about the goodness of God and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah! Thank you, Lord, for saving me." You gotta have that praise on the inside. You gotta express it. Beloved, you need to take a moment each day and ask yourself, what has God forgiven me? How has God spared me? What prayers has God answered? What doors has God opened? What danger has God kept me from? And more you remember, you give thanks. Because now, beloved, your gratitude is gone. The memory that you have. Brought us from a mighty long way. And he has a long way to take us. He's going to take us from earth to glory. From this old body to a new body. To this earthly home to a heavenly home. Come on, somebody. Thirdly, recognizing. Seeing God's hand in present, here it is, circumstances. It's recognizing. Recognizing and seeing God's hand in present circumstances. Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "In everything, give thanks. Not for everything. Some things are painful. Some things are difficult. Some things are trying, and we don't feel good about it. We don't want to thank God about it. But we thank God while we're in it." He says, be thankful in everything. Not thankful for everything. Why? Because God is working through it. He is going to cause all those things to work but confusion. But a parent sees the whole picture. We often stare at one piece of sickness, disappointment, the loss, the heartbreak, the breakdown, what we go through, and think nothing good can come from this mess. But God. But God sees the whole picture. Thanksgiving comes when we trust the God who sees more than we can. We can give thanks. Fourth, respond. True thanksgiving must be expressed. You've heard that before. David moves in Psalms 103 verse 1. He moves from thinking to remembering and then to responding. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Thanksgiving is never silent. You cannot have grateful thoughts without grateful words. Right? 4A, thanksgiving, here it is a spiritual expression. It's a spiritual expression. Ephesians 6, 18 through 20 says, and do not be drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. And then he tells us the results of being filled with the Spirit in verse 19 and 20. He said, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to God. Oh my goodness, he didn't say anything about notes here. He said, making melody in your heart to God. Giving thanks always and for everything to God. Where's the praise point? To God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You express thanksgiving by praising his name, singing of his name, praying in his name, testifying about his name, giving in his name, serving for his name, worshiping in his name, ungiven thanks is incomplete worship. us to recognize your hand.